care of ourselves. Okay. Yesterday we learned the Gemara. And I find dollars. And we had five pshatim in what was going on there. One pshat was that it's totally, if it's bo b'yom, it's mutter. If it's for the next day, it's chayv chatas. Another pshat is that if it's pachas mikashir, it's mutter. If not, it's chayv chatas. Other sheet is, it depends whether it's biyad or b'kinim b'tamchoy, or it's b'napa b'kvar. Biyad is mutter, kinim b'tamchoy is nisid rabbanon, b'naka b'kvar is chayv chatas. And the other pshat is whether it is ochel mitocha psolus or psolus mitocha ochel. That's four. And Abaye's pshat is that it's totally on the altar versus bo b'yom. That if it's la altar, it's mutter, bo b'yom is aser. Those are the five pshatim. Okay. Now, we're going to have a discussion greater length next week. So therefore, how do we paskin? In other words, we have five pshatim. So how do we paskin at the end? So you'll tell me we should paskin like Abaye, right? Because Abaye was the one that got the, Shapir Kamar Nachmeni. He got the approbation. He was the one that was, his pshat was praised, right? None of the other pshatim. So the question is, if you paskin like Abaye, so then what's the halacha? What's the halacha if you paskin like Abaye? The what? No, what does Abaye say? What? Miad. So that's all. So we were all taught you need three things, right? Miad, biyad, and ochel mitocha psolus. So we paskin like Abaye, so does that mean to say that all you need is miyad? In other words, right, so in other words, each one is rejecting. So if that would be so, if each one was rejecting the previous statement of the previous opinion, so that means that Abaye is rejecting everything said till now. So then the only thing that you need, at first glance, according to Abaye, is that it should be what? Miyad. Miyad. And that's the only thing that's required. That's the only thing that's required. Well, so do you mean to? So according to Abaye, if you do it miyad, can you even use a napo kvara? According to Abaye, and you. If you're saying that's the only thing required, then you're telling me you can even use a napat kvar and even psolus mitoch ochel would be mutter. The only thing you need is to do it for, right away use. Yeah.
The use of maskeep imply a rejection of the previous answer. I mean, how does that work functionally?
Yeah, maskeep usually means a rejection. you're asking a kasha, and therefore you're coming up with a new teretz. So that means you're rejecting what was said before.
Everything before, or just the one prior to?
Well, the one, things that were two steps removed were already rejected. So Yaakov's saying, I'll be pashas, if you learn this Gemara, very simply, the only thing that you should be required is to have what? Miyad. And that's the only thing. You mean to make it mutter?
Right.
So as long as miyad mutter. If it's not miyad, then it's going to be us. Then would you go with Jacob? Would you go as far as to say that even if... Again, don't come away with any conclusion from... I mean... Till yet, okay. We're saying radical things now. Okay, so don't, you know. So would you say that if it's miyad even with a sieve, would you go that far?
Yes, of course.
He's out on a limb. It was what other people would say. Perhaps you chayv skila for. You would say Abai would say it's mutter. Right. In other words, you're going all the way. He's a extremist.
Progressive.
Why isn't the first rejection Gemara uses of that? Would this be mutter, you know, by baking or by cooking? Why is that? Why don't we ask the question on Abaye? You can't cook for immediately. You can't bake for immediately.
Right. So Yoel Ice is asking a question on Abaye. He says, why are we letting Abaye? You know, we're so lenient with Abaye. We should give him a runaround for his money also. We should say to Abaye, you know, what's this business that La'alter is mutter? I mean, if it's usher for later on in the day, same question. Could you cook La'alter? Could you cook La'alter? You can't cook La'alter. So if you can't cook La'alter, then what? Then you shouldn't be able to... You shouldn't be able to do Borah La'alter. Right? So why do we... Right? Why do we give... Why do we let Abaye... let him... right? That's your question. So what do you think, Rabbi Say? So what's the answer to his question? Yeah. Yeah, but the Gemara, how come the Gemara didn't use that to answer up for you know, the original for who? Ula. And they should have asked for Ula also. David? Meaning, the idea is, we'll see in the Rishonim, that if you do it la'alter, that's derech achila. That's derech achila. Oh, so why isn't Bishul, why isn't that... No, but why don't we say, you see, you come from a preconceived notion that Bishul is usa. Why don't we say that Bishul for... But Bishul for Monday is usher, but Bishul is usher, but if Bishul for... Because Bishul is not Achila. Bishul is the preparation for Achila. No, but if it's La'alter, we say that's part of the Achila.
Why do you say that Bishul? Cook them immediately, so you eat it right away. If you want to have hot soup on Shabbos lunch, you put up the hot foil, half hour before. Why is that considered Achila?
So what do you say, Rabosa? What's the difference between Bishul and... What's the difference between Bishul and... and Bora. One is considered Derech Achila, one's not considered Derech Achila. Bora La'alter is considered Derech Achila. Because when you eat, that's what you do when you eat. Right? It's part of it, like you go to the cafeteria after and look at people's trays after they've gone. So this left, you know, this piece is. Ben Goldstein, what do you say? What do you feel?
That this cooking is such that it's a process that involves, you know, preparing something before eating, as opposed to just when you're, like, when Rav Yudel said that, when there's a pile there of a mixture, you just take something and eat it right away. It's not the kind of thing. With cooking, there's always, you can't just, you know, boil the water in 1 second. It takes an hour, like you said. So there's totally a very good difference in terms of, right away, there are a between Bishol and like what we said that with, like, with the nuts, that you could take off the shell of the nut and eat the nut right away, because that's there are a few of it. So if you're doing it right away, that's the process that you're doing. But when you're cooking, the process involves a long period of time.
So that's just preparatory. That's not. But you're not cooking while you're eating. You're taking the shells off while you're eating.
Right.
That's called eating. In other words, when you're eating, say you're eating a hard-boiled egg, right? So part of the process of eating is taking the shell off. That's part of the process of eating. Part of the process of eating is borer. Cooking is not part of the process of eating. It's preparatory to eating. Because, you see, and even though if you do the borer right before, but still, since the borer is done during eating also, so even if you do it right before, you see, we're being make it one step further. We're saying that not only is borer b'shas achila mutter, but even if you're doing it before the achila, it's also mutter, if you're going to eat right away. Right? So borer is mutter not only... Well, alter could mean, like, you're doing the borer, say... Well, you come home from shul and you want to serve hard-boiled eggs. So you take off the shells. So you're not doing the eating yet. You didn't even make kiddush yet. You're going to be eating in 10 minutes. But that also would be mutter. Right? Why? Because taking off shells is sometimes done b'shas yachila also. Mamish t'shasha achila. So if you do la'alter... So the chiddush is that la'alter is also considered shas achila. In other words, because it's not mamash shas achila, it's a little before. It's right away, but it's still within the... So, but the cooking, you never do b'shas achila. So cooking, since you never do b'shas achila, if you do it before, that's not called... You can't call that as a part of the ma'is achila. But borer, since borer is done in the actual part of the eating process during the eating, so then you could even do it a little bit before, and that will be considered part of the la'altar. In other words, without Abaye, you see, if I didn't have Abaye on, I would have thought that maybe you need derech achila means only when you're doing it mamish holding by eating. So Abaye is giving us a little kula. I mean, that he's saying that even la'alter is mutter. Because la'alter doesn't mean it's the shas achila. But the word is that since it's close enough, we consider that part of the ma'is achila. And the thing that was in the Mishkan, like Albert said, is only when you were borer, la'otsar. You borer, you're taking the pebbles out of the shaft out of the kernels to save it for some future storage. I think that could explain it. In other words, right now you're here. Yeah, Harris Rechter.
You're trying to something, you throw it in the microwave for 2 seconds, and it's not, everyone does that. It's what you do to heat, you heat things up right beforehand.
Right.
Like it's a normal thing to just heat something up in 1 minute, and to have it, to heat. It's part of the process now, of heating, not things to put something out of the fridge. Like,
no, but the point I was saying to him is that it's not enough that you do it right before. You have to, part of the eating broer is done during the eating process. So the chiddush is, since it's done during the eating process, it could even be done a little bit before. But the microwave is not done during the eating process. It's always done before. So something's always done before. You can't say it's an extension of the Maisa Achila because it's never done within the actual Achila. That's the point that we're making.
The actual Achila is taking something and putting it out of your mouth?
Yeah.
That's before that you put something in your mouth, though.
No, but when you're sitting down to eat, a hard-boiled eggs, so you'll take off the shell, but you're sitting down to eat already. You're already koveya mukum. But you don't sit down to eat and it's in the microwave. You don't understand? So I think even bezman hazeh, that the metzias of cooking is very close to the eating also, but it's never during the eating. It's not part of the eating process. So, Mela, since it's not part of the eating process, you can't extend it to before the eating process. Now, she'en kein bore, that's done during the eating process, could be what? Done even before the eating process. What? Alright, because, in other words, because the whole heter is derech achila. So, if I'd be a stickler, I'd say derech achila means only mamish while you're eating. So we're a little bit liberal and say, okay, la'alter is also good. But if it's boba yom, that can mean 5 hours early, you can't say that's part of the ma'isa achila. You can't say that's part of the derech achila. That's too much of an extension. And therefore, that would be us. Yeah. Right. Now, if you look in the Rambam, here it's the first page of the packet. By the way, the packets, I made a mistake. We, in the second semester, we always label it 1A, 2A, 3A. Not S. S is for Sunday, so I get confused. So says the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam carefully. Haborer halach yud beis. Haborer ochel mitoch psolus. If you take ochel from the psolus, osha hayul fun of shnei mine ochlin, ubirer min mi min acher benapo v'kvar chayiv, bekinon v'tam chay potter, v'imbir biyad olech ola alter mutter. Fabore psolus mitocha ochel afilu biyodo achas chayef. So, the Rambam, look at the beginning of Halachah Yud Gimel. Habor psolus mitocha ochel afilu biyodo achas chayef. And so the Rambam clearly, now, whatever, we'll see, not necessarily today, but in other words, the Rambam and Jacob Schulder are not seeing eye to eye today. Right? Because the Rambam is not an Abaye purist. Right? If you're, like Jacob Schulder wants to go straight with Abaye, that's his man. Go with Abaye, the only thing you need is what? Is la'alter. Right? But the Rambam clearly says not that way, because the Rambam says it's not enough that it's la'alter. It has to be ochel mitocha psol. In other words, the three things that we are already trained with, that it has to be ochel mitocha psolus, it has to be biyad and miyad is all, you know, in the Rambam. So apparently, the Rambam's holding that we don't have to just take one opinion. In other words, we have five shitas, right, in the Gemara of how to explain the Braisa. So the Rambam holds that you don't necessarily take just the last opinion and say everything else is rejected, but the Rambam makes a conglomeration of three different opinions. Namely, Rav Yosef of the Napa and Kvara, and Rav Himnuna of the Ochel, Mitoch HaPsolos versus Psolos Mitoch HaOchel, and Rav Ashi, the altar. So of the five opinions that we have, the Rambam paskins like opinion 3, 4, and 5. Right? 1 and 2, those are rejected. But 3, 4, and 5, and that's why the Rambam says that it has to be dafka biyad, and has to be dafka ochel mitocha psolos, and not psolos mitocha ochel. And it has to be dafka la'alter. Yeah, Rabbeinu Hanan, as we'll see, is a big player here in these halachas. So, what's pshat? But isn't Jake right? Isn't just the parsha pshat in the Gemara? Oh, right. So you have to say like Zalmi says. The first two were, in other words, there's a difference between the rejection of the first two in contrast to the rejection of 3 and 4. In other words, when Abaye rejected the first two, that means halachically they're rejected, they're wrong. That this idea of bo bayom and pachas mikashir, to say that bo bayom is mutter and to say pachas mikashir is mutter, that's rejected. But the other, number 3, 4, and of course number 5, which is the prize winner, now 3, 4, and 5 are rejected in terms of pshat and the braisa, but that doesn't mean that, in other words, doesn't mean that it's wrong. There are two ways of being rejected. One way it could be rejected, it's totally wrong. Another way it could be, it's not wrong, but it's not pshat and this braisa. In other words, it's a true statement, but it's not what the braisa is trying to say. So number 1 and 2 are rejected in totality. 3, 4, and 4 are not only rejected, are only rejected at the snapshot in the Braisa, but they're not rejected as a truism lahalacha. That's how the Rambam is learning. Right? That's what, right? How is that reflected in the Lashon HaGemara? Lachara, as Rabbeinu Shulda says, you don't see a stronger rejection of 1 and 2. No, it is reflected. You do, right. You do see it. Yeah, because one says about, one is challenging, why 1 and 2 were challenging the halacha. By 3 and 4, we're just saying, does it say it this way? Does it say it that way?
So it's called Mishai for that price.
Right, right, exactly. But somebody else is true, right. So it is right. That's a good point. In other words, in order for the Rambam to say this thing that number 1 and 2 are rejected in totality, and 3 and 4 is just rejected in pshat and the braisa, but not in totality, is how you have the statement of the rejection. 1 or 2 is saying, is it true that you could be ofer bo bayom? So you're seeing it's rejecting the halacha of 1 and 2. 3 and 4, they weren't rejected lahalacha. They were just that that's not what it says in the Braisa. But maybe what? It still could be true. A problem with Abaye, because we're trying to get the shot in the Braisa. So Abaye, we give Abaye the trophy for getting the troop shot in the Braisa.
On the Braisa $9.
Yeah, he gets the trophy. Right. That Braisa $9. We still give honorable mention to
Rav
3 and 4, because at least they got it right. They just got the wrong shot in the Braisa. And 1 and 2, they go home with nothing. So, but it's meduyak in the, as you said, it's meduyak in, as you fellows are saying, it's meduyak in how the reject. You see, this is mamash. You see how you learn up a block Gemara. You see how what the reason of the rejection was, and so that's why the Rambam Shita. That's what we were trained as children. That you have to have biyad miyad tochum b'toch ha'psolos. Now, is this ironclad? Because if somebody here would want to say, like Jacob originally said, that not only is 1 and 2 rejected lahalacha, but 3 and 4 are also rejected lahalacha, could you be sovel such a... In other words, is it crazy to say that that's pshat? Was okay. It's good what we said over here that 1 and 2 are rejected totally, and 3 and 4 are just rejected as pshat in the braisa, but not rejected lahalacha. Right? But is it possible to learn the Gemara not that way and say that 3 and 4 are just totally rejected? Yeah. Right, but either way, I mean, Abaye is saying his opinion, and Shana Braisa and La Halacha. Right. Well, that's Tama Kasha that fellows were asking. Why isn't the same Kasha that Abai asked on the Rav Nuna should be asked on him? Why not? Right, so but still, so we should reject Abaye pshat in the braisa and keep looking for the answer. Is like I thought that is pshat in the braisa. So, but why don't we challenge that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who doesn't have a source?
3 and 4.
Well, 3 and 4, they claim that that's... Oh, where's the source? Some other place, like Jacob said, some other braisa.
Then why would they try to apply it to this?
Well, they thought that that's... In other words, they know that that's a truism from wherever they know it, and they have a cryptic braisa, so they want to interpret this cryptic braisa based on the truism that they know from elsewhere. Yeah, Albert?
That
Right. Why we now? Oh, so 1 second. Now let me ask you a question like this: if you want to say that Abaye is rejecting everything above, in other words, what you said originally, right? So let's focus on that possibility. Is that it still a possibility? Or that's, do you think that's crazy? Can't be. I mean, as you said, the pasha pshat is that since it's that we don't have any other brises, there's no other hidden mystery brises. This is the brisa, right? So if this is the pshat and the brisa, this is the pshat of na na. So this is it. And that. Oh, right. That lechor is the pashut pshat, right? More pashut than 1 or 2. I mean, it's nice, and it fits in. We fit it in nicely, right? That 1 or 2 is rejected lahalacha, and it's pshat in the brisa. It's a double rejection, and 3 and 4 are rejected as what? As pshat in the brisa, but they're not rejected lahalacha. And we're going to see, I made a whole packet, not this packet, of Rishonim who say like Jacob. Don't think Jacob is his own. Now, who is the prime shaker who says like Jacob? It's in a future packet. I'm getting your appetite wet for a future packet. Who's the prime shaker? Yeah. You think Rashi would agree to Jacob?
He gives the reason for a body of reason why no one asks on him is because it's fair to feel. And if it's fair to feel, you wouldn't read the other two reasons in the halakha.
Let me ask you a question. Abai says, right, Abai keeps saying, lo derech breirahi, ain't ze derech borerin, right?
Right, so he's not saying with
kli. Now, would you say Abai would matir even with a kli? Oh, in other words, so even Abaye has to agree a little bit. In other words, maybe, in other words, Jacob Schulte, maybe we could even get him to, say even Abaye maybe should agree. Maybe Abaye's shita is, it doesn't have to be ochel mitoch hapsolas, but at least it shouldn't be benapo kvara. Would Abaye go so far to say that, in other words, what you said 20 minutes ago was very radical, right? In other words, that Abaye only holds on the concept of la'alter even, and therefore he would mater la'alter even with a napo akvara. I mean, if you want to say it, you can go on a limb and say it. But maybe you want to be a little bit more conservative. Well, you think he should be maybe a little bit more conservative?
Not the cover can't be the shot that he likes. Therefore, he cannot do the not the cover the altar. And the fact that he's not the cover can't be.
Right. Oh. In other words, maybe based on the svar we said before, just like Bishul, you never do b'shas achilas, so napa kvara also, you don't take out a napa in the kvara in the middle of the meal. Right? So maybe you should just be a little bit more conservative and say that Abaye would matir la'altir even if it's psolos mitocha ochel, right? But not with a napo kvara. And therefore, Abaye therefore would require, in other words, the Rambam subscribes to the big three, biyad, miyad, and ochel mitocha psolos. Maybe Abaye only requires la'alter and biyad, but not ochel mitoch hapsolos. Maybe that he doesn't hold from because that's rejected. But because psolos mitoch ochel could be done during the shas achila, right? If you're doing a biyad. Whereas we normally assume it has to be three things. Viyad, miyad, and ochel mitoch apsolos. Abaye saying la'alter, miyad. But maybe he doesn't require ochel mitoch apsolos. Even solos mitoch ochel will also be mutter. But it still has to be biyad. So it has to be biyad and miyad. It just doesn't have to be ochel mitoch apsolos. What do you want to still... Well, you think
what I originally said is closer.
You think what you originally said was closer to the
The Gemara is
right, but what do you say, Rabbi? So, hell, let's Harav Bienenfeld.
I mean, if I is saying that if you're doing in the yad, you know that it's not that's not there. So, what does it matter?
Because what does it mean it's not derech borer? So therefore what? What is it? And therefore it's derech achila. Right? You have to add that in. Right? We'll see. Rishonim say that beferish. It's not derech borer, but it's derech achila. So it's hard to say that when you use the kalim, that's derech achila. That's not achila. To use a, that's not derech achila. Who in the middle of their eating... And we say, and the way we explained it is really it has to be mutter, something that you normally do b'shas achila. So we're mutter even a little bit before shas achila. But if you never, and that's what the difference between that and bishul. But
unless, I mean, I was looking at it as you know what we said before about you know they used to do bor for storage. You know this is to be used miyad, so there's no.
What? If it's B.I.? No, but then according to that, why don't you say if you cook right away and then you eat it, it should also be mutter and Shabbos. Like Harav Schwachter wanted to say, you put it in the microwave and... So that's why
cooking for selecting it's not maybe such a good comparison.
Why not? The Gemara made that comparison. So he muta lafos. No, the Gemara. Well, no, by making the comparison, that was the kasha. That was what we hold from the kasha. So we're going to see Rabbi Osai. The Tosas Rid. Right, Tosas Rid is always a razzle, that is always an original. So the Tosas Rid, in addition to his Sefer Tosas Rid, he wrote another Sefer called Sefer HaMachria, which most of you probably never opened yet in your life. Yet. So he says... He doesn't go as far as, I don't think, as Jacob wants to go with Abaye. But he says, and we'll see this inside in a future packet, but just keep this in mind right now. The Tosas Rid says that Abaye matters la'alter even if you take psolus mitocha ocha. Because he doesn't say any distinction between which way. That idea that has to be dafka ocha mitocha psolus is rejected. If it's miyad, it could even be psolus mitocha ochel. Now the Rambam didn't learn that way. The Rambam learned that Abaye doesn't reject ochel, and Abaye is matir al alter only if it's ochel mitocha psolus. The Tosas Rid says no, that even if it's what psolus mitocha ochel, if it's miyad, it's mutter. This makes a big difference, because according to the Tosfos Rid, all these questions, again, we'll have other discussions, but all these questions about the gefilte fish bones and the watermelon pits and all this, according to the Tosfos Rid, you can go home already. Nothing to talk about, because it's miyad, and the ochel mitocha psolus is his mutter. So, right? It's also relevant if you want to feed a little kid. In other words, for adults, they can put it in their mouth and spit it out, but little kids, you're not going to give them. So for a little kid, you're going to take a piece of watermelon, you're going to take the pits out. No, so don't give him the watermelon. Give him some halva or something. Right, give him Haagen-Dazs, I don't know, whatever you want. Right, so according to the Tosfos Rid, Yisod, and again, we haven't seen it inside yet, it's in a future packet that we're going to see, is that if it's miyad, even psolus mitocha ochel's mutter. Whereas the Rambam disagrees and says, no, you need all three things. You need that it should be dafka ochel mitocha psolus, even though it's miyad, it has to be dafka ochel mitocha psolus. Yeah.
We're going with the theme of being in Derek Ritter and that. Rashi says, ochel mitocha psolus is low Derek Ritter. So then, like, if I should hold that also.
What?
Rashi says by
open
the
So again, so the Tosfos Rid is along your lines. In other words, you're more kitzoni, right? The Tosfos Rid is at least within your orbit. You understand? The Rambam is on the other side of the spectrum. He holds that all three you need. Yeah, Ben. Only what Abaye said.
Right, and Abaye said straight up what he said. And I mean, so in theory, again, it would be okay to say that Derek Field also, you know, includes souls of Kabbalah, but it's not written anywhere.
It's okay.
If this whole thing was theory based, was only theory based, then okay, we can add more theory on it. But it's based off of the straight, almost there stuff that we have it written out here. So we can't take this and then start adding on theories to it also. I feel like.
Hmm. Wait, what is he saying? Right here. Yeah, meaning all. Well, everyone. I mean, yeah. It was.
He's accepting
Abaye,
but he's saying.
The psalms we talk alcohol is mutter if it's miyad. Okay. Now let's conclude. Yeah.
So what does it say when they want to say Shabri Amar Nachmini that they're saying that a lot has to like really well they hope to like that.
Right, in other words, maybe that's a good ride to the Rambam. The Shapir means, in other words, Beloved Pink is making a beautiful deal. He's saying usually when the Gemara wants a paskin, it says Vihilchasa ki so and so. Vehilchasok of this. And the fact that they're saying Shapir is Mashbar, that's a good pshat in the Brisa. It's not saying that what you're saying is the halacha, that because the other people are also saying truisms la halacha. But Shapir means it's good pshat in good gezokt pshat in the Brisa. as opposed to saying v'hilchasa.
So now, when the Rambam codifies the halacha, so he picked the part where the halacha is best.
Right. Okay, that's a. In other words, we're giving Abaye the trophy for the best shot in the Braisa, but we're not giving him the trophy for that his thing is the exclusive monopoly on Hilchos Bora. Right. Maybe it was an oral tradition. I don't know. Somewhere in the spheres. Okay. Now. Let me ask you another question. Let me hear how you... Okay, so, we're just getting our feet wet, Rabosa. But you have to... In other words, we're going to build on the knowledge that we have. We're going to build and build and build. So we have to just stay with us. Let me ask you another question. Say an individual has a whole flower. And eventually he wants to bake a cake with the flour. So he figures it's a long Shabbos afternoon. And there's some rocks or some impurities in the flour, and he doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos well, so he knows you're not allowed to bake on Shabbos, so he's not going to bake. But Borer, he never learned about Borer. Now baking, he knows you can't cook and bake, you can't turn on light. That he knows. He doesn't know Borer, so he figures a long Shabbos afternoon. It's in the summer, so what he's going to do is he's going to do his mother a favor, and he's going to start, purifying the flour by taking, there are like a whole bunch of impurities there, little pebbles, little raisins, little different things that he wants to remove. And by the end of Shabbos, he removes a lot of it, but not all of it. Did he violate Borah? Whereas he didn't complete the job. Still impure, but he did something. Is that enough to Mimchai? And he got the shear of Kegrogris. So, what would you say? Meaning what? It's Pashit that it's Pashit that it's awesome. Shrechta? What do you say? It's Pashit that it's awesome. That's what Dov Pinker says. Right? Yeah. What? Why did you reach a shear? That's it. Why is that any different? So there's a very interesting Yerushalmi on page 2 here. Vabora, Amar Rabbi Yudon, Yesh, second line, Yesh Shehu Borer Tzroros Kol Hayom, Ve'enu Mischayev. In other words, I can give you a scenario that he's spending the whole day taking pebbles out of the flour, out of the wheat, the whole day. Ve'enu Mischayev. And he's not going to be chayev. And Yeshu no tell kegrowers umiyad chayiv. But then I can give you another hechi timtza. That he takes a little bit into his hand, say a handful of wheat, and within that handful of wheat, he takes the rocks out from that handful of wheat. And he's going to be chayiv. Hechi avida yoshev al gabi kri ubirit stros kol hayom einu mischayiv. Not al tach yado ke grogros ubir chayiv. Unbelievable halacha, the Yerushalmi says. If you have a whole stack of tvua, and there are rocks through the stack, and you spend the whole day taking rocks out, but you didn't do a complete job, there's still rocks there, you're not chayiv. But if you took a handful of wheat into your hand, and from that that's in your hand, you what? You took all the impurities, so now at least you have one thing that's perfect. Chayiv. That's wild, right? Whereas here, one guy is spending 5 hours and he took 97 pebbles out of the kri, out of the heap, and he's still going to be potter because there's still 53 more that he didn't get. And this other guy who went and took one handful of wheat, and there are 5 pebbles in the wheat, and he took all those 5 pebbles out, he's chayiv skila. The other fellow who left the stack where it was and he took out 97 pebbles, but there's still 53 that are still there, he's potter. Yeah. So as Rizalmi is saying, the whole idea of Borer is to make it fit to cleanse. It's a cleansing process. Right? It's a cleansing process. Is that what he's saying? So Mamela, if you didn't cleanse, then you didn't do anything. Right. That's what I would have said. Still more clean than it was before. Right. But this is such a strange. Right. So, in other words, Yerushalmi goes as far as to say that Borer is only if you've completed the job. Because the whole idea of Borer is to purify the Ochel from the Psolos. So, if you didn't purify. So sometimes you'll have a little bit of ochel and a little bit of psolus, you chayiv right away, because you just have to take two pebbles out. There's 2 pebbles in your Cheerios. You take 2 of them out, you chayiv. But here he had a whole haystack with 173 pebbles, and he took 95 of them out, but there's still a whole bunch of them left, Potter. Lachora, it's very difficult. Yeah. Is it an Issa Daraisa or an Issa Darabon? But you normally Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah. And this is saying that Einum is chayiv is mashma that is no issa deraisa, maybe an issa derabanan. Okay, Rabotai, next week we'll continue again. We're going to have chumashir now. Sunday we have halachashir. The topic of this week's halachashir is Mogen Ovos. Mogen Ovos is right, the tefillah we say on Friday night. Right? So the halacha is that you're only supposed to say Mogen Avos when there's a minyan kavua. So this is a big shaila. You say you have a Shabbaton. So it's not a minyan kavua, it's a one Shabbos deal. Right? So do you say Mogen Avos or no? Or say you live in New Jersey where they have these Friday night minyanim, and every week they have it at someone else's house or something like that. So is it a minyan kavua? Maybe it's not a minyan kavua. Are you allowed to say Magen Avos? Is it a bracha levatola? Or is it not a bracha levatola? So what's the story of the saying of Magen Avos? When are you allowed to say Magen Avos? Say you have an OU retreat, an OU of Thanksgiving Shabbos. And so on Friday night, do you say Magen Avos or don't you say Magen Avos? So that's going to be, Bezer Shem, the topic of this shiur for Sunday.